Potato, reconciliation and peacemaking on Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/group/posts/1029686500387716 grew up, great reasons this will unite peace, complete worldwide peace November 9, 2015 Potato, not of reconciliation slash peace building. Symbolism at Rinkra http://runeliadoffen.blogspot.com/my-personality-as-feud-run ahead of me Monday, December 31, 2007 Potato, reconciliation and peacemaking. This image is an Adinkra symbol, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa, called Mpotapo. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Mpotapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. From West African wisdom, Adinkra symbols and meanings. I am trying to expand my efforts at teaching conflict resolution throughout the schools where I work and have chosen this symbol as the badge to give kids and adults who have successfully learned the principles and have pledged to embody them throughout the school. My guiding principles are summed up pretty well in the words of a Buddhist nun, so I will let her speak for me. We need to bring loving kindness not only into the family but also into the schools. Before I became a nun, I was a school teacher, so I have especially strong feelings about this. The most important thing for children to learn is not a lot of information, but how to be kind human beings and how to resolve their conflicts with others in a constructive way. Parents and teachers put a lot of time and money into teaching children science, arithmetic, literature, geography, geology, and computers. But do we ever spend any time teaching them how to be kind? Do we have any courses in kindness? Do we teach kids how to work with their own negative emotions and how to resolve conflicts with others? I think this is much more important than the academic subjects. Why? Children may know a lot, but if they grow up to be unkind, resentful, or greedy adults, their lives will not be happy. But as adults, these children mentioned above become set into their ways. They do not listen to common wisdom. They continue to strike out in non-peaceful ways towards others. What will it take for them to react and come back after they have cut and run from a major or even minor offense upon another human being? This is the answer I have sought to generate that Mpotapo bond in a way that is peaceful, even though it may refer to something extreme. It does work. Not always, but it has resulted in at least an apology issued from them back to me for their offense. I am sure that sometimes they still are stuck on their mindset after they depart from that point of my life back into their set ways of the life real space domains. I wish this would stick to the world of permanence, someday. For when they encounter this in true form Mpotapo binding processes either private from the offended party back upon them, or public if and or when necessary, they realize this is the reality of the world, within the science of memetics. They sink down and perhaps really see what they are doing is hurtful. They can no longer do hurtful and hateful things toward others and get away with it and cut and run into a silence to the world of all things to then recycle again the same thing upon another. Our ways of peaceful being can be established in the real time assisted by technology under these domains. By the way, the domain Meta WS is also held under my domain set of names I carry forward upon this mission. This is 2 years prior to the celebrity status of METTA World Peace changing his legal name. Even though these are strictly place markers of time, that I just so happen to hold, this does not make a difference that others actually listen. Will you open your mind and heart to listen to what is memetically active here? For the word muck, with the first letter as an F, is more universally understood in more languages than the word for peace. This is fact. So, that is the pivoting point of truth that I am holding on the binding. Sorry, to strike out that this is true. It may not be kind, in a fully METTA way. But it is kind if they see what the ultimate goal of course is happiness, as the words to live by that are under this mem space is defined for the reader from the time these words were originally stated in our humanity in about the year 1780. I have fully contained the idealism with which some we have lost. I am trying to return them back into our mindsets, no matter what age of life one is in, children to adult. These are important ideals to remember back. There is an Adinkra symbol for that as well. Do know they all work together or don't. T bother using one, just one. They are all important. Some of them are defined not so kindly, now are they? But this one is for today and for the past, it must show its relevance here in my writing these thoughts onto your article. Thank you. Sanka for learning from the past wisdom using past experiences to build the future say O Wafin O Sanka for Yinkai. It is not a taboo to return to fetch something you forgot earlier on. http://gruop.net/. Words-to-live-by/. Gruop.net online folder, http://gruop.net/. Words-to-live-by/. http://io9.jivemodo.com/. 5987296/. 11-emerging-scientific-field-that-everyone-should-know-about-7. Recombinant memetics. This one's quite speculative, and it's technically speaking still in the proto-science phase. But it'll only be a matter of time before scientists get a better handle on the human noosphere, the collective body of all human information, and how the proliferation of information within it impacts upon virtually all aspects of human life. 11 Emerging Scientific Fields That Everyone Should Know About. io9.com by George Tversky. Noosphere NSFIR/noun, noosphere. Plural noun, noosphere is a postulated sphere or stage of evolutionary development dominated by consciousness, the mind, and interpersonal relationships, frequently with reference to the writings of Tylor de Chardin. Origin 1940s, from French noosphere, based on Greek nous mind.